Southport, obviously bottom of the table. Do you tend to make any team changes today?
I think we've changed. Aaron O'Connor's coming in for John Parkin today, so that's the one change that we've made. Just maybe gives a bit more, you know, pace again up top. So hopefully it works out.
But like last week at Chester, I mean, it's very much a 16-man game these days, isn't it? Because the substitutions made last week made a big difference.
Yeah, exactly. You know, we said at the start of the season everyone will have a part to play over the course of it, and the boys made an impact when they come on last week, and it, you know, it is a squad game and players will be rotated around.
You know, I'd say Southport are bottom, and there's a lot of expectation amongst the fans, isn't it? Every game's a gimme, but if only it were that easy.
No, exactly. You know, every game at this level is difficult, so you need to approach it properly and, you know, in the right manner, because we know if you don't, then obviously you get beat. So the boys have worked hard again this week and hopefully take that into today's game.
How far into the season do you think the league table does sort of settle down a little bit?
Yeah, I think once you probably get to about 15 games, then you can start to gauge teams that are possibly going to be up there and the ones that, you know, are going to be struggling a little bit. So still got a little bit of a way to go. In the meantime, we've just got to keep trying to win as many games as we can and pick up as many points as we can.
It's a strange start to the season, though, because apart from yourselves, all the other teams seem to be losing to each other.
Yeah, you know, I think throughout the whole season, it's just about being consistent, and when you get beat, you bounce back again. So, you know, we're not going to worry about anyone else other than ourselves. And as long as we can keep up the levels and be consistent and bounce back when we need to, and hopefully, you know, it will stand us in good stead.